1. Patricia Molnar. Now. Sunday, the 9th of September, 2018. Every time I close my eyes, I can see his face. I remember the look in his eyes. He was staring back at me as he closed the door behind him. Andrew had looked lost, or maybe it was my mind playing tricks on me. Every time I relive those last few seconds, I conjure up different emotions to assure myself that he did not appear depressed. His short mousy hair, the whisper of stubble on his chin that was barely a beard yet needed a shave. All 5 feet 7 inches of him etched in my mind. Now gone, for what feels like an eternity. One cruel moment that changed our lives forever. I can picture every fine detail of his smile that distracted from the look he was giving me with his eyes. Maybe I'm overanalyzing him. I wish I could stop torturing myself with the mental images. At times, I visualize him leaving the house with a happy smile, although other times, I am sure he was giving me an evil look with a glaring stare. The 17 years that he was part of our lives have been ruined due to that one day. I'm not even sure I would recognize him now if he passed me in the street. But I hope and pray that he remembers above all else that we love him. Thomas and I are his parents, and I would never forgive myself if he had left home because of me. The last good memory I have of my son on his birthday was 4 years ago, when he turned 16. I watched him unwrap the gaming console he so desperately wanted. I never knew how to operate modern technology like he did, because in my younger years, we occupied ourselves by sneaking outside to get drunk on cider or hang around bus stops trying to flirt with the local boys. I was always envious of the girls at school because I spent most of my time alone in my bedroom. I used to practice my makeup and dream about the day I would be happy with a boy of my own. Communicating back then could only be face to face, even to initiate getting someone's phone number, because social media didn't exist. Mobile phones didn't even have cameras attached. But we made our own.